Good day, Prince George's County, Maryland. I'm Brenda Douglas, and it is October 2023, and I am here to give you a senior scam alert. A Maryland man has recently been arrested in connection with at least two counts of pigeon drop scams. The victims lost from $10,000 to $60,000. What is a pigeon drop scam, you ask? The pigeon drop scam is when a con artist preys on the victim's trust and desire for quick and easy money. In this scam, typically it includes 2 to 3 con artists working as a team. One con artist approaches the victim claiming to have found a large sum of money or something of value like jewelry or even a winning lottery ticket. The con artist may say that they cannot collect the winnings because he or she is an illegal immigrant or some other plausible reason. Like, for example, they don't trust banks. And then another con artist number two, will pass by and enter the conversation dressed like someone knowledgeable and trustworthy, like, for example, a lawyer or a business person, right? Or even a banker, right? Then that person will say that they can facilitate cashing in on the item legitimately, suggesting that they split the proceeds 3 ways once they are rewarded. But here's the thing. They will ask you to give them some money first to prove that you are to be trusted during the process. Sometimes they will even consult with a third accomplice on the phone who poses as the boss who is able to validate or for validation. They will show enthusiasm and hand over cash, or they will show you cash, encouraging the victim to do the same. The con artist will then find some excuse to leave with the victim's money. They may even pretend to leave the valuable with the third party, such as a bank. The con artist pretends to enter the bank, but they really would rather stay away from the surveillance cameras, right? So they may suggest or arrange for you to park around the back of the building while they go inside. They sometimes leave the item of perceived value with the victim, but then the victim soon discovers that the item is worthless. So they may discover that they have shredded newspaper instead of money. In this particular Maryland case, the con artist asked the victim if she dropped her purse. When she said no, the two people convinced her that they would share the money that they found inside of the purse. But they would have to all agree to go in the banks and withdraw some cash to demonstrate good faith. The police reported that when the con artist was arrested, he was in possession of $21,000 in counterfeit cash and a purse containing a note that was used for the pigeon drop scam. Unfortunately, the victims were women and the elderly. Now, let me just say that anyone can be a victim. Anyone can be a con artist. And it can happen anywhere, unfortunately. In fact, the Federal Trade Commission Consumer Centennial Data Book reports that every age has been susceptible to scams. Fraud affects every generation. In fact, 8.8 billion losses were reported to the Federal Trade Commission just last year. And that is 30% increase from the year before. And listen, that includes that cryptocurrency, which included this, the total loss, the $8.8 billion included $3.8 billion through the cryptocurrency, and that doubled from last year. So again, fraud can happen to anyone, and it affects every generation. So we need to be vigilant and we need to be educated about the types of scams that are out there so that we can protect ourselves and our loved ones. So that is why you need to subscribe to this channel, guys, because I am going to be bringing you some scam alerts, right? So that we can be empowered, because unfortunately, you're not always able to recoup that money. You're not always able to get reimbursed. Now, can you imagine 10,000, 6,000, as we mentioned earlier in this episode? That is a lot of money, but there's no one to reimburse you for that money. So we want to, again, be vigilant and be educated about the types of scams that are out there. So go ahead and like and subscribe to this channel. Hit that notification bell, and I'll be happy to send you some scam, senior scam as well as other scams, so that we can all be alert and we can be vigilant. Now, let me just say that it is now October. So you know, October through December, that's when a lot of stuff happens, unfortunately, during the holiday season, right? So again, you want to subscribe so that we can be aware of what the different scams are, and we can be vigilant and then educate ourselves so that we can protect ourselves as well as our families. If you have been a victim of a scam, I don't want you to feel ashamed or judged, right? We're all in this together. So I invite you to be an advocate along with me so that we can empower each other and we can educate people about the different scams that are out there. In fact, later on, I'm going to tell you where you can report scams. And I'm also going to put the information in the description section for you to be able to report scams. Because again, fraud affects every generation. Scams affect every generation. And of course, it does not feel good. So let's be advocates together. And let's prevent these things from happening much more than it should be happening, right? So let's work together, report these instances so that we can, number one, get these people off the street, and number two, we can be empowered to prevent other victims. Okay, now here are some ways that we can avoid being a victim of scams like the pigeon drop and other fraudulent activities. All right, now you should always verify the story. Be skeptical of anyone who approaches you with stories about unexpected riches or money, right? But yet they need your assistance. Legitimate opportunities don't typically require your involvement or for you to give up anything financially. So it's best to consult with a friend, a trusted friend or family member, or even a financial advisor or someone who can validate this. Also, research. Do your research, because a scammer may use fake credentials, right, or stories. So do your research. Research the person or the organization making the offer. Use online resources and use platforms to validate identity. For example, get on social media and type up the person's name to see who they are, if they are who they say they are. But listen, be skeptical. Now, I know that we like to think the best of everybody and we want people to do good, et cetera, et cetera. But when people come to you with things that are too good to be true, oftentimes they are. So always exercise caution when approached by strangers offering you a deal that sounds too good to be true. Trust your instincts. Okay, trust your instincts and avoid being impulsive. Don't make impulsive decisions without doing your research. And listen, don't hand people money. Don't give people money under any circumstances, right? You should never have to provide funds to prove that you are trustworthy. And legitimate financial transactions, they don't require an upfront fee. They don't always require an an upfront fee. Oh, I got to get my tongue together. And listen, guys, never share your financial information, right? Do not give out your account numbers, whether it's bank account or other accounts. Don't give out the account number. Don't give out any routing numbers. Don't give out any credit card information. Do not give out their social security numbers to anyone. And like I said before, seek a second opinion. Contact a trusted friend right then and there to ask them for feedback. Because when you're in the midst of what's going on, sometimes it may be hard for you to think because you're so excited, right? But again, consult with a trusted friend or a family member. And then also report suspicious activities, guys. If you, again, encounter some type of scam or fraudulent activity or something doesn't seem right, report it to law enforcement or report it to the Federal Trade Commission. And last but not least, subscribe so that you can stay informed and updated on common scams. Woo. Common scams, okay, and fraud tactics, right? So let's be advocates together. Subscribe to this channel. Because listen, scammers are becoming increasingly sophisticated, right? So no one can blame you if you were a victim. They're very skillful, very convincing. And listen, they don't walk up to you in an aggressive, angry manner, right? They can befriend you and act like they're kind and benevolent. And then you let your guards down and you trust them, right? So we need to stay vigilant so that we can protect your financial well-being, because like I said, sometimes there's no recovery, unfortunately. But you can do your part in reporting the incident so that another person does not have to be a victim. Again, I'm going to leave in the description, I am going to leave the information to where you can report scams and frauds, whether you've been a victim or not. If you've heard of it, you want to report it to the Federal Trade Commission because they're keeping tabs on what type of frauds that are out there and how much people are losing and what can be done about it. So we want to, again, be advocates and we want to combat financial fraud in Maryland and prevent individuals like this Maryland man from succeeding in their unlawful endeavors. But again, anyone can be a victim. Anyone can be a con artist, and scams can happen to anyone, anywhere, but you can be empowered and you can be an advocate for change. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening. And again, I'm going to leave the where you can report these scams and this fraud to the Federal Trade Commission. I'm going to leave the information in the description. Thank you so much for listening.